Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
6:47, 13 till 7 every Friday morning here at WWL with Mike Dettillier is a Rouse's Markets Football Friday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. Mike Dettillier, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Tommy. Thank you.
Mike, the Saints are off this week, so we have a second. I got to ask you my little survey question today is, what's your go-to po' boy? You can only have one. What are you going to get?
I'm going to go with the shrimp po' boy.
Shrimp po' boy. There you go. Yeah. That's the leader in the clubhouse so far, so we'll see.
The catfish would be in the two spot, but shrimp po' boy for
me. How you
getting
that shrimp dressed?
Everything but tomatoes.
Really? I go with butter and ketchup only. You should try it. It's very
what?
Good. Yeah.
No way.
Did you want fries with it? No, I'm just kidding. Tell me about the Saints here and your impressions of what they need to work on during the off week.
Well, offensively, it would be still red zone effectiveness. Being able to score in the red zone, not settling for field goals. I think the really good teams in this league, if you look at like in the NFC, if it's the Rams or Seattle, and they play this weekend, you would figure, man, they're so good in the red zone. They don't settle for field goals most of the time. They get sevens. Mm-hmm. Same thing in the AFC. That's why the Colts have come out of left field and become so good. They are so effective in that red zone. So red zone effectiveness, also the camaraderie. Between a young quarterback and your receivers, with if it's Chris Olave, Juwan Johnson, Alvin Kamara coming out of the backfield, you can work on it, you know, just here and there. But now, you know, you're the starter now, Tyler Shuck. So you got to be able to work on that. Now, I think that's effective. People say, well, work on the running game. Okay. It is what it is at this stage. That's not all of a sudden going to come together. And, you know, the way they practice today, it's different. So I would say red zone effectiveness would be the one thing for me that comes to mind quickly.
Does Tyler Shuck have the ability, and I know it's early on, but you've been watching this guy for a long time, to become an elite NFL quarterback?
I think he's got a shot.
Okay.
And he's, you know, because a lot of people say just because you're big and you got a strong arm, that doesn't mean anything. No, what it means, you got traits, okay? That I've always considered that to be a trait when you're scouting people, that you have great size, you can see the field well, and that you can put the ball between arms and hands. That's a trait, right?
That's silly for people to say that. What does that mean?
Five five and a hundred nothing.
I'm gonna be a quarterback in the NFL. That's right. Sure, absolutely. Size got nothing to do with it, or strength, right?
Well, no. They'll say, well, what did it do for Jamarcus Russell? Well, that's some circumstances beyond physical skills there. Jamarcus was a huge man. He had, I've never seen a guy with as strong an arm as what Jamarcus Russell
had. He couldn't keep it between the lines is a problem.
The problem with Jamarcus is once he got paid, you wonder a little bit about the desire to be the very best. And for a lot of these guys, it doesn't matter what they're getting paid. Man, they're ultra-competitive. I say this about John Sumrall at Tulane. Okay, I've been around a lot of coaches in my 40 years doing all this, and all of them super competitive. But Coach Sumrall, there is something in him that's like ultra competitive. It's another level. And when you watch a Pat Mahomes play or Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts is like that. He's super competitive. He might not outwardly show it. Man, if you're in a fight, you want Jalen Hurts on your side.
Right, let me take a break, and we'll talk about if Tyler Shuck is one of those guys as well. Mike Dettelier, our guest, 651 Traffic Now, WWL. 6:57 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, every Friday with Mike Dettelier is Rouse's Markets Football Friday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. Does Tyler Shuck have that competitive fire in his belly, Mike?
He's got competitive fire in the belly. Is he going to be an elite quarterback? Man, you've only on the first chapter. Because you haven't seen a lot.
Almost, right?
Yeah, you're just seeing it. I think the big thing with Shuck's going to be what happens when teams get a little bit of film on you and they play a little football chess with you and how you kind of counter move to what they try to do. Because that's the big thing today when you look at a young quarterback and how teams adjust to you and then how you adjust, you know, accordingly. And we're watching it in front of our very eyes with Drake May. Okay, and I put this down when Drake came out of North Carolina that he reminded me so much of Andrew Luck coming out of Stanford. That's who he reminds me of. And Andrew was also another guy. He didn't know exactly how good he was. And we're seeing it kind of blossom in front of our eyes with Drake May. I just want to see continual improvement with Tyler Shuck. And one thing you saw last Sunday, Tommy, how the guys reacted to him. They know if a guy can play. They really do. Yep. Other guys on that team know if a guy can play and how they react when he makes a big play. It's almost like a little bit of vibe.
Football season flying by. If you had to pick right now, who's going to Super Bowl?
I would say Rams in the NFC. In the AFC, you know what? I think Kansas City.
Okay. I wouldn't rule out New England. I don't know. Looking pretty good with Mike Vrabel.
That's a big jump in 1 year, but, man, I'm a big fan of Mike Vrabel. He's a terrific coach.
Thank you, Mike. Have a great weekend. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Ian Ozan about the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup and the playoffs, WWL.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over a million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.